Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. I've definitely heard of Dasha AI in the voice AI space, especially with clients like Vector Solutions. You folks are known for making conversations sound supernatural, right? Could you tell me a bit more about what you offer? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries. I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Often businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversation engaging enough to convert leads. How does Dasha AI tackle these challenges differently? Tell me more about reaching the right prospect efficiently and keeping the conversation engaging enough to convert leads. Sure thing. Reaching the right prospects efficiently means using AI to quickly identify and connect with people who are genuinely interested in your product or service. No more wasted time on cold leads. As for keeping conversations engaging, Dasha AI's voice technology sounds so natural that it feels like talking to a real person, which helps build trust and keeps prospects interested. It's like having a super smart, friendly assistant working 24/7 to boost your lead conversions. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? I love that forward thinking question. 12 months from now, if Dasha AI exceeded expectations, I'd imagine your lead generation is running like a well-oiled machine. More qualified leads coming in consistently, conversations that feel genuinely human, and a noticeable boost in revenue. Plus, your team would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing prospects. Basically, a smoother, smarter sales process that really moves the needle. What part of that future excites you the most? What do you mean by a smoother, smarter sales process that really moves the needle? Why is that important to you? Great question. By a smoother, smarter sales process, I mean one where AI handles the repetitive, time-consuming tasks like initial outreach and qualifying leads, so your sales team can focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. It's important because it saves time, reduces burnout, and ultimately drives more revenue. Plus, when the process flows effortlessly, customers have a better experience, which means higher satisfaction and loyalty. How does your current sales process handle these challenges? Tell me more about how your current sales process handles these challenges. Since I'm your friendly AI assistant here, I don't have a sales process myself, but I'm really curious about yours. How do you currently manage lead outreach and qualification? Are there any parts that feel like they could use a boost or some automation magic? I'm all ears to hear what's working and what's tricky for you. Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Bringing it back, nice. Well, from what I hear from many businesses, common constraints include limited time to reach enough quality leads, inconsistent follow-ups, and sometimes conversations that don't quite feel personal enough to convert. Plus, juggling all that while keeping the team motivated can be tough. Does any of that resonate with what you're experiencing? What are all the ways limited time, inconsistent follow-ups, and impersonal conversations are affecting the business right now? Great follow-up. Limited time means fewer leads get contacted, so potential opportunities slip through the cracks. Inconsistent follow-ups can frustrate prospects, making them lose interest or trust. And in personal conversations, well, they often fail to build the connection needed to turn a lead into a customer. Altogether, these issues can slow growth and leave revenue on the table. How are you currently tackling these challenges? Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues slow growth and leave revenue on the table? Absolutely. When time is tight, your team can't reach as many prospects, so fewer potential customers enter the pipeline. Inconsistent follow-ups mean some leads fall through the cracks, missing chances to nurture interest and close deals. And if conversations feel robotic or generic, prospects won't feel valued or understood, making them less likely to buy. All this adds up to slower sales cycles, lower conversion rates, and ultimately revenue that could have been earned but wasn't. Does that match what you're seeing in your business? Wow. It sounds like slower sales cycles, lower conversion rates, and missed revenue opportunities. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in? Of course, take your time.